The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me and my company. If you need website design, web hosting, presentation design, podcast production, cover art for your podcast, or just anything designed, give me a call, send me an email, whatever, stalk me on Twitter, send me a message, let me know, and I can design stuff for you because I like to say that you have a message that deserves to look great. So that's why you should hire me to design a message for you and make it look great. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
Awkwardness on Site. Does your life go too smoothly? Are you tired of being unable to relate to your friends when they tell you of their awkward experiences? Give Awkwardness on Site a call. Our representatives come to you. Not only will they show you how to find extremely awkward situations, they'll teach you how to create them yourselves. Give Awkwardness on Site a call. And start your awkward future today.
It is time for the ramen noodle.
Let's try that again, because otherwise it loses its effect.
It is time for the ramen noodle.
It's time for the ramen noodle, just like the little boy from my Sunday school class said. This is episode 42. I sound like I'm old and a dog. Welcome back to another episode of the craziness, the comediness, the laughingness, the everythingness and awesomeness that is the ramen noodle. And hey, that's me. I'm the ramen noodle, the awesomeness. I'm also known as Daniel. And next to this awesomeness is Jeremy.
Thanks. Hi. Check out all his majesty.
In his majesty's service, it's Jeremy.
No. Well, no. I mean, depending on the mat. Anyway. Hi.
Welcome back for more seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. And that intro voice, by the way, was, like I said, a kid from my Sunday school.
Okay.
Not my little brother, not me.
Okay, just playing with my mixer again. I was a little curious as to whether it was you or perhaps.
Nope.
Yes.
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all.
You sound weird.
Warning.
When you do
I feel goofy tonight. Maybe a tad musical.
Can't you feel the goofy tonight?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
but
I can feel it.
Speaking of feeling the goofy tonight, I want to tell you about our sponsor, GoToMeeting by Citrix.
I'm not even touching
Web conferencing lets people come together globally and act as goofy as they want by allowing you to meet online to present, demonstrate, or collaborate in real time online. So you can be goofy from your home if you want, instead of having to travel somewhere and be goofy in a meeting. GoToMeeting can substantially reduce meeting-related expenses and therefore increase the enjoyable goofiness. GoToMeeting can help reduce overhead related to meeting materials and lots of other stuff that's really cool. GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, is awesome because it's the easiest to use and it's the most affordable. My listeners, our listeners, you guys can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast for your free 45-day trial. You may speak.
Goofy in a meeting? Goofy in a meeting.
Meeting like a fool with your... Wait.
You messed it up.
Yeah, I know. That's like our joke. We own that joke.
It's only based on one of the most famous recent internet memes ever.
Mm-hmm.
Recent ever.
You know what else?
Qualifiers on that. Yes.
You know what else is an internet meme? It's so pop. No, so incredible that no one else is doing it.
Okay.
It's this.
It's not a meme, though.
Well, not yet, but it's going to be a meme. You heard it here first, folks.
What's the meaning of this?
This last week, oh boy, I've got a lot that I could tell, but I'm going to cut it down to just one thing.
Ooh.
My house has been having some incontinence lately, and items in my house. And
would have thought that was an exaggeration until tonight.
Well, I've already had some flooding issues earlier in the month, and I think I mentioned that before, that the hot water heater kind of spewed all over the place and stuff. Well, my dog has been kind of stubborn lately, or maybe she's got arthritis, but she won't come up the stairs
or
outside.
Maybe, you know, her nails need to be clipped.
They're clipped.
Oh,
yeah.
My apologies.
Them. Yeah.
Maybe yours need to be clipped. I don't
know.
No,
they're good. I clipped them recently.
Okay,
too.
So you can come up the steps too.
Yeah. Yep.
Unless your arthritis acts up.
That wasn't an old man voice. That was like a zombie.
I thought maybe that was Trumpet's voice.
Trumpet is my dog, by the way.
My arthritis. I sound like this because I'm old.
And a dog.
Never mind.
Wow. So, what was I going to tell him? Oh, yeah.
You were talking about your incontinence.
Well, my dog hasn't been coming in.
You just
so
let that one go.
Oh.
And now we have this break while the ramen noodle writes with a pencil on a pad of paper.
Because my dog wouldn't come in, sometimes I'd be stubborn too, and I'd just think, well, fine, spend the night outside if you want to.
Aww.
But some days and nights, I'd just go ahead and carry her up the steps, which she's probably getting too used to that, to being carried.
I know I did.
When did I ever carry you up the steps? That answer better be never.
That would be never.
Okay, good. So, because of that, I'm just kind of concerned about her. She's old.
Yeah.
So, I'm a little concerned about her. But as I have her in sometimes, she's had a couple issues recently, like throwing up sometimes and weird things. Well, so I had brought her in this one time, and it was, I think, Tuesday this week, or Tuesday or Wednesday. No, wait, not this week, last week. Well, someday last week.
There was
week.
A day when you brought her
yes,
in.
Yes, there was a day.
You brought her in.
And I was working at the computer, and I get up to go grab something from the other room.
Uh-huh.
And I step in this spot, and it's wet in the carpet down here, downstairs. And it's a spot where she frequently lies down. So I thought, oh, no. And it was, like, squishy wet.
Squishy.
Yeah, like, soaked.
Squishy.
Oh, she had an accident in here.
That sounds more like, I don't know, more than an accident.
And, well, so I grabbed a towel, and I started to try and dry it up, and then I was going to try and clean it. And as I'm drying it, I'm just finding more and more spots. And it's just like,
no dog has a bladder this large.
And so,
well, I mean, I guess if the last time you'd let her out was Tuesday.
No, she doesn't stay in the house for long periods of time.
Kidding. Mostly.
So I did the, some might call it dumb thing, but it was intelligent at the time to try and figure out why the carpet was so wet. Is I smelled the towel to see, does it smell like dog pee? No, it didn't.
Oh.
It smelled just like water from the carpet.
So I drank it.
What what had happened is I have a drainage hole in the basement area that is near the water heater, and that hole is apparently clogged. And so whenever water tries to go in there, it can't because it doesn't go anywhere. And that's why the basement flooded in the first place a few weeks ago. Well, this was condensation off of the air conditioner that was pouring into this hole, well, kind of next to the hole. But because the hole wasn't draining, this water was just going onto the floor, under the carpet again. Thankfully, insurance hasn't done anything yet, so it's not like stuff is damaged just after being repaired. So I caught this, and I fixed it. Well, my fix, since I couldn't get the hole unclogged yet, my fix was to pull the tube off of the air conditioner's drainage spot and just put a bucket by there. So what happens every now and then is whenever the air conditioner stops running.
Heard that one.
You hear this.
Yeah, you definitely didn't warn me about that. So there's this thud as the air conditioner shuts off. And immediately that begins. But it's coming from the room where Trumpet usually is. And there is a toilet in there. Well, I mean, in the other part of that room. And yeah, that was an interesting thing to experience firsthand, unexpectedly.
So I have potty trained in my house.
Good job.
So that's what I've been doing this last week.
Wow.
How about you?
Oh.
What's your random noodle update?
So many.
Oh, by the way, my apologies for the incontinence to anyone that was just listening and suddenly finding themselves having to go to the restroom.
That could be really bad to listen to this episode in like rush hour traffic. Right after that 4:30 cup of coffee.
Well, when I was recording that sound tonight,
yes,
actually, I did notice, man, I need to go to the restroom.
I'm glad.
But that wasn't me. That
don't listen to him; he's lying.
Okay, your random noodle update.
Well, many things happened this week, and many were awkward because I was in training from our sponsor this week. First, a small strange thing that happened to me is my iPhone case broke. But it broke in such a way that I actually like it better. The button on the iPhone has a very nice tactile response. There's a nice little click when you click it, the power button or sleep button or whatever you're using it for at the time. And a lot of phones have a really mushy power button, or at least they used to. Wow, that was a long time ago, actually. But regardless, this case, the only thing I don't like about it is that it kind of made it hard to feel when the sleep button on the phone was actually being pressed. Well, somehow in my pocket, the sleep button cover actually came off. So now there's just a hole straight through to the sleep button. So now I can use it normally, even when my case is on. So it's kind of a beneficial mutation right there.
But so this really, is like one in many.
The thing that's most on my mind right now is after your house made that noise, maybe that had some effect on me too, because I went up to use your restroom and I get in there and, you know, go about my business. And suddenly I realize I can't breathe very well.
It took you that long.
I don't know if it really took me that long. That might be an exaggeration in my mind. But it, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I knew there, that was coming.
It was not the kind of you can't breathe that you might think of when referencing the restroom. There was just this fume, and I look over, and there's like this tub of liquid and this plastic thing sticking out of it. It was all I could do to make it through the experience. I actually left and washed my hands in the kitchen. What in the heck is in your bathroom?
I have a print head from my printer soaking in ammonia in the bathroom. Geez.
I thought it was a vaguely familiar smell, and I thought it looked like ink in the tub, but why are you doing that?
To clean it.
Put it outside.
Well, I put it in the bathroom because it was smelling up the house. And I forgot that you were going to probably use the bathroom.
It was starting to feel dangerous to be in that room.
That's why I turned the vent on.
I know, but outside has a lot more air. Just saying. I started hallucinating and, well, do you know that there are a couple dozen miniature, like, ballerinas dancing around the base of your chair?
Wow.
I know.
You are hallucinating.
I know, especially since they're starting to get out crossbows and they're aiming them at you.
I've often heard people say that something else smelled like ammonia.
Please don't point that pencil
but
at me.
I had never actually realized it until I smelled ammonia today, and that is the horse pee smells like ammonia.
Remember,
my parents had horses when I grew up, and they still have horses actually.
Of course.
And my sister's horse had this thing.
Not your mom's horse?
No, my sister's horse.
All right.
Had this thing that whenever someone would walk into the barn to feed the horses or to take care of them, that horse would wait until then to pee. Hmm. It was just like, hello.
Really?
And it smelled like ammonia. It really did. It was like that smell, but not that concentrated.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Ouch. Okay. That's an interesting factoid. Not sure I'll repeat it.
So if ever you smell that again,
I'll know it's one of two things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Horse pee or ammonia. Either
case.
And
there's our show title. No, please. Too many bathroom-related show titles. Yeah. Well, or barnyard-related show titles.
We changed the one last week. I wrote one down.
That's true.
Oh, boy.
Oh, girl.
You know what?
Sorry.
Speaking of, oh, boy, girl.
We're going to play Dutch Blitz. Google
that's,
it. I'm not,
that's
you know, yeah.
A really inside joke there.
Not really, really. Especially if they Google it.
Well, it is an inside joke, though.
It's part of the rules.
But we did get some voicemail this week, including some voicemail from one of our special friends who has his own theme song.
Oh boy.
Sideways. Future evil flea gone. 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 Flea gone. Turtle power.
We did get a voicemail in from this alternate sideways future.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
That guy.
I always get it mixed
EP
up.
EP for short.
Yeah. So here it is.
Hello.
This is
Evil Fleagon.
And I was thinking
of maybe retiring the evil from my name. Since Lost is over.
And I thought,
well, why would I do that?
That evil
defines me. I'm evil
Fleagon.
If I were not evil Fleagon, I would be Fleagon.
And that makes
no sense.
And I don't want to give
any impression that I'm envious of unleaded original
Fleagon.
See site for details.
But
what I wanted to ask was,
Has there
been in a different
television show
other than Lost that you were obsessed over? And I'm not just
talking
current airing.
It's something in the past.
The evil past.
That
you've liked. That is all.
Jeremy, have there been any television shows in the past that you have almost obsessed over?
Almost obsessed.
I should have given you a warning.
It's so, you know, it's so difficult to define because there was so much to think about in Lost. But, you know, I was a big Trekkie growing up to the point that when I was younger, I preferred Trekker, if you must know.
Wow. That's hardcore.
Yeah, wow. I've backed off to Trekkie status at this point and maybe upgraded to Losty status. I think it's an upgrade.
Yeah, you're Losty.
Your mom's a Losty.
For me, it was the Disney cartoons. That was all I was allowed to watch as a kid were Disney cartoons. I couldn't watch the Looney Tunes or anything from Warner Brothers cartoons. It was only Disney cartoons.
They're too violent.
My favorite, though, was the most violent one of them all. Darkwing Duck.
Oh, yes.
Let's get dangerous.
Darkwing Duck!
good times. Maybe we should have a theme episode sometime of talking about, like, the old days of TV and yeah, we're going to do that. We are going to do that. So
the days of yore.
Yeah, in the days of yore.
The days of yore.
Mom. Yeah. So if you want to share some ideas on, or not ideas, if you want to share some of your stories, funny stories preferably, about TV shows you used to watch as a kid or memories that you have as a kid.
Which could be like TV shows.
In fact, we've kind of already had this theme idea for a little while of funny things that you believed as a kid or stuff you've believed as a kid.
How does this relate to TV shows?
Well, sometimes kids believe that the TV shows are real. So it'll be like a double theme. It can be...
Could be two different themes, though.
Yeah, it will be. True. Okay, so let's make that two different themes.
Sorry, we're having a planning meeting.
Share with us either the silly things you believed as a kid, or, and make this a separate voicemail or a separate message, share your childhood TV and movie experiences and what you liked, preferably funny stuff.
Yeah.
So now, yeah, did you want to say something?
No, I was going to say, good. This is going to be good, what I can tell.
No. And now, though, we do have other voicemail, so we should play the voicemail segment like this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
If you want to have a bad connection with us, then you can call us at 859-353-4332 or send in your feedback to feedback@noodle.mx. Or you can leave a comment on the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/42. The answer to life, the universe, and everything. Excuse you. So here is a voicemail that we got.
Hey, Daniel, this is John Wilkerson, the OJG on Twitter, and you can find my podcast over at JesusGeek.info, both JesusGeek and The Wired Old School. I have a problem with my tassels hanging on the ground, too, so this is so funny, you're so mad. Anyway, you should have edited that out, because now I have visions of tassels.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Tassels on the ground.
I can't revisit that.
And if you're not familiar with what story that is, go back to episode 40? Question mark? I think that was... I'm pretty sure that was episode 40. Maybe it was 41. I don't know. TheRamenNoodle.com. Just get the latest several episodes and subscribe over at TheRamenNoodle.com.
Download them all. Listen to them all in
seriously.
One night.
Although like, I had to shorten the feed because it was crashing some stuff.
Shorten the feed?
Yeah, so the feed no longer has all of our episodes.
That's actually good. It's really annoying when people leave all.
42th episode.
Our 42th episode. Our 42,000th episode is what he actually means. We've been doing this for a long, long,
long
time.
Yeah. Our 50th episode is coming up. And as long as we stick to our weekly schedule, our 50th episode will be on October 4th.
Hmm.
So start thinking now. Start you know, writing those checks and sending them to...
Start plotting, start planning,
or PayPal payments to feedback scheming. At noodle.mx.
What?
PayPal. Money. PayPal. People can send us money as 50th anniversary gifts.
Yes, it will be our 50th anniversary.
50 episodes.
On your 1 month wedding anniversary. 40,
no, that, oh yeah. 42 of those episodes will have been recorded within a year.
No, yeah.
The other 8 were recorded over the other
two
or 3 years.
8 and 42, what a division.
Whoa, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man. Plus, this is episode 42.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers.
And everywhere. It wasn't Lost, like, themed. Whose fault is that, James? I mean, what did I say that? Someone we wanted to invite who still hasn't accepted my invitation yet. Maybe he doesn't like us anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, probably not.
Or maybe your invitation was pulled into an alternate reality, perhaps by Evil Flegon. I blame the EP.
The EP?
Evil Flegon. Oh, Flegon. The Evil
Flegon. I was thinking EF.
Yeah.
But it's EP.
ELF spells elf.
That's true. Very good, Jeremy. Very good. You know what else is going to be good?
What?
I'm going to tell you about a story of one time when I was an amateur at life and I was dog sitting.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
And as you sat upon the backs of dogs, were you thinking thoughts in your female voice or in your normal voice?
Oh, behold Daniel, who rideth upon the backs of dogs.
Really?
The ramen noodle. I mean, the ramen noodle.
He doesn't like to be known by his name. He likes to be known by like 3 words, and one of them's lowercase.
Yes, the is always lowercase.
I feel wrong about that.
That's in my style guide, is it will always be lowercase. Even if I begin a sentence with the ramen noodle, it will be lowercase.
All right.
I'm consistent with my style.
I'm going to put a trademark on only that lowercase the.
Have you read the Chicago Manual of Style?
Cover to cover, no. But parts, yes.
Okay.
But I always call it the Chicago Style of Manual accidentally, and I don't know why.
Manuel. It's the Chicago Style of Manuel. Fashion designer.
And what style he has. That Manuel.
Anyway, as a kid.
Is he a dog sitter?
No. As a kid, I had the opportunity to make some money.
Only knocks once.
Well, it knocked a few times, actually.
So it's a lie that we've been taught from childhood. Opportunity only knocks once. Cricket.
Seriously.
Cricket.
That's like one of the silly things we believed as kids. That's...
Buzzing.
That's a theme for a different show.
Go. Okay. So about your sitting on dogs.
Yes. I was going to get paid to sit on a dog for a little while the family went on vacation. They said, our dog has this tendency to run away in the backyard, and what we need you to do is come over here and sit on the dog so that it won't go anywhere. And while I was sitting on the dog feeling like a fool, I just suddenly got this inspiration for a song.
Uh-oh.
No.
Are you going to sing that song?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you mean that? Okay.
I could tell you a different song
I'm
made up as a kid and forgot for several years and then remembered. But that's a different story.
Intriguing.
We had a family dog at this point as well. So I was familiar, of course, with how to take care of a dog. And
how
I thought
sit
was,
on a dog. How to saddle a dog.
I thought it was really neat that my neighbors wanted to pay me and that I'd get this opportunity to make money doing stuff.
Isn't that what we all dream of? Opportunities to make money doing stuff.
Oh, good. You didn't interpret it the way I thought you did.
No,
when I said that.
I didn't actually. I'm a little terrified now. I'm
getting money.
No,
paid
we
money
don't
to
probably need to
do
elaborate
stuff.
What, really?
Never mind.
Other people might take it differently than I think you're taking it.
Anyway.
So you probably shouldn't be laboring.
I won't, but you are. So let's continue.
Let's have a vote. Never mind. Go
all
ahead.
All in favor, say aye. Aye. Motion passed. when I started sitting on the dog, the family had told me that what they did is they gave me a garage door opener, and that would be how I would get into their house and be able to take care of the dog.
Thought maybe it had some effect now, on the dog.
This dog was I think they call them a Labradoodle.
No, they shouldn't if they do. No,
but that's a stupid name. But it was a Labrador Poodle mix.
Oh, well, there's a reasonable explanation, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, as I think back on it, the dog was one of the most annoying dogs. Not the ugliest dog. That was a different neighbor that had the ugliest dogs I've ever seen.
Yep.
And I'll tell that story maybe after I finish this one. So what? This is kind of like my life amateur experiences with dogs. I had this responsibility to care for the dog while the family was gone for a few days. I think it was over the weekend. And they told me that they would pay me, but they also said, oh, we've got some cookies in the cabinet. Go ahead and help yourself to some cookies in the pantry there while you're here. You can have a cookie each time you come. So this one time that I was there, I think the first time I was there, I went into the pantry and got one of the cookies, and it looked like a sugar cookie. And so I took a bite of it, and the thing was dry. It was nasty tasting. I'm thinking, these people are weird. Are these like some kind of health nuts or something? Are these some health nut people or health freaks that these are weird cookies? It tasted like a sugar cookie with no salt or sugar.
Interesting. And
yeah, just, but not even as soft as that. And they were kind of crunchy and crispy. And
Krispy Kreme donuts.
No, I didn't know about Krispy Kreme back then.
No.
They weren't human cookies. They were dog cookies.
Nice.
I ate a dog treat.
Did you have the sudden urge to roll over?
Scratch my tummy.
Dog. Dogs have you doing tricks and throwing you biscuits.
After that, around dinner time, instead of sitting at my place, I just knelt by the table and looked up longingly at my parents, and just with those little puppy dog eyes, just watching them eat their food, my eyes would follow their fork to the plate and then to their mouth and then to the plate.
Sadly, they didn't try to figure out what was wrong. They just started feeding you table scraps, letting you eat off the floor, which you still do to this day.
They'd have to open the door and put me on a leash to take me outside to do my business.
Oh, goodness.
But one day, I got out. And that's when the song was invented. Who let the dogs out?
Really? No, 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 no.
That's the Labradoodle.
Labradoodle. Why would you do that to a breed of dog? Why would you even let those crossbreed?
Why would you even let the poodle exist? It's like an act of compassion to not let the poodle exist. Have you ever met a nice poodle?
I don't know. Maybe one. Maybe. I don't know if it was a true poodle, though.
I never have.
Okay.
Never.
Mm.
So I think it
Did
would
you
be...
Did you try to make conversation? I mean...
No. No, really. I was trying to think of something.
Maybe poodles are just shy. They're not really snobby. They don't know what to say. They're just awkward.
It's like an awkward cousin.
Or maybe that. Cats are definitely arrogant. I'm sorry, cat lovers.
Cats are arrogant and godlike creatures that I highly despise.
I don't know if we should probably alienate all of our cat-loving listeners.
Oh, it's okay. I can tell stories about cats.
Okay. We love you. You know, just maybe not your
that,
pets.
That should be a different episode sometime.
Oh, that I think I every should, episode is well, different.
I have a couple stories of ways that I have...
Dispatched?
Yes, dispatched animals before, including pets.
Wow. Wow.
So maybe this should be saved for a different episode. But I will tell you...
the one that is after you have like a plus membership and not all episodes go to all listeners, because we don't want members of PETA listening to said episode. And for the purposes of this free episode that PETA might hear, those stories...
PETA is not a sponsor.
...are only alleged to exist.
Okay. Let me tell you another story about a time that I ate something weird.
Okay. This sounds like a treat.
Squirrel!
That's why you wear that collar.
What?
I don't know. It's because you're really a dog, and so you can talk. Never mind. Huh. You don't wear a collar.
No, I don't. Wait. It's
probably good. What? Well, a collared shirt, perhaps.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
This was a long time ago. And I was an even littler boy.
Was it in a galaxy far away?
No, same galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, same station, same Batman channel.
Oh.
All of that. So but right I wasn't here. Allowed to watch Batman as a kid.
Okay.
I...
Why aren't you allowed to watch me?
I have always had this thing for cake icing. And not the store-bought kind of cake icing. That stuff is just powdered sugar... and milk. That I don't like that stuff. I don't like powdered sugar. I don't like eating cake icing. But
I am an icing snob.
Yes. I like buttercream icing, but not even necessarily a store-bought buttercream icing style. My favorite kind of icing are either the vanilla or the cream cheese icing that you get in the little tubs, the Pillsbury or the Duncan Hines.
Is that why you like vanilla cream soda?
Maybe. But the other thing that I like even more than those are the decorative ice cream in tubes, the colored stuff.
Ice cream?
Icing. Icing in tubes. The colored stuff.
A series of tubes?
Yes. And they'd get clogged and I'd have to unclog them.
Yes.
It was always a favorite activity of mine that after my parents... or whoever was done decorating a cake, we would end up hanging on to the decorative icing because we wouldn't use it all on the cake, but it would end up just getting stored in the cabinet. And all of us as a family would end up going and like sucking some icing out of there every now and then. And you had to be careful.
Icing backwash. Yeah,
especially if it was like wet around the rim. This was really sugary. Icing, well, not like powdered sugar, but like real sugar and flavorful and sweet and thicker. It's good stuff.
So it's good icing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's icing on the cake.
Yeah. But oh, like, I was saving that for the end of the story.
Sorry. You can.
No.
You
not
want me
anymore.
To edit that out, and then you can pretend you saved it.
Okay. No. Sure. Go ahead. I'll come up with something else, perhaps more offensive.
You will. You will. I'll come for something else. Okay. If not, I can suggest something to you because you don't know where this is going. So I loved cake icing. It was a special treat to like sneak some whenever my parents were decorating a cake or whatever, eat the icing from the container and all of this stuff. I even learned at one point the clever way to eat the colored icing, if there were multiple colors, eat yellow, green, or blue first.
Yes.
And eat red last. Because okay. Red was easier to hide on your tongue.
Oh, good. Because I thought you were going to say, I learned to take two different colors of icing and mix them to become a new color. And then I'd spit it out to see it. And then I'd eat it again. Well.
It's just like an Oreo cookie.
That's what you do with Oreos?
No, it's you lick it and then you stick it back together.
Oh, okay. That's much cleaner than what I thought you would do with Oreos. Like, nom, nom, nom. Oh, look at that.
So I loved icing and I had ways of eating icing and sneaking icing.
We
icing.
We have ways of eating icing.
We have ways.
In Mother Russia. Icing eats you.
In Mother Russia, icing thinks you are sweet.
Oh.
Or whatever.
Aw.
So this one time, my mom was cleaning up after baking something, and there was this lid from the icing sitting out on the counter, and it had this little dollop of icing there.
I bet it did.
It was little white icing. It was from one of the decorative kind of things that you squeeze, not the tub of icing. So it was just a little lid there, and it had some icing on it. And I didn't see where the cake was. But what I decided to do is I stuck my finger on this, and I just took a quick lick. I wasn't going to lick the cap because that's just gross.
Right.
You suck from the container.
Who knows where your fingers had been, but yes, it would have been gross to lick the lid.
It might be a concern. So I stuck my finger in this little icing, and I put it in my mouth and ate it. Well, you know where this is going.
Yep.
It wasn't icing.
Nope.
It was dishwasher detergent.
Nice. That's worse than I thought.
So if you ever want to know what dishwasher detergent tastes like, I can tell you.
Or you can try some, or you can try to eat some icing. So I guess from then on, your language was clean.
Yep. Because I was cleaned out.
Oh.
And you went exactly where I thought you would go with that. I have a clean mouth now.
Well, it lasted a while anyway.
You know what I should try sometime?
Like dish soap?
No.
Oh.
Dishwasher detergent iced doggy biscuits.
No, why?
They look like iced sugar cookies.
Bad for you and your dog. Available at your local store of death. I don't know. Available at your local disreputable market.
They closed that one.
Oh. Bad reputation?
Yeah. People were doing all their grocery shopping there. These prices are killer. We sell products that are to die for. That's a typo.
Or from.
Oh, so I've eaten weird stuff as a kid.
Well,
yeah,
I guess you are study in how those things turn out.
Study?
Well, you ate those things and then we can see how you turned out.
Yeah.
Note how I draw no conclusions.
So if you want to turn out just like me,
here's what you eat and at what years in age.
Yeah. Doggy biscuits and dishwasher detergent.
Studies show that doggy biscuits at the age of, well, however old you were.
12.
At the age of 12, produce a warped view of the world.
Or was it the dishwasher detergent when I was... eight?
No, I think that just caused you to blow strange bubbles.
What?
Well, you ate soap.
Okay.
I don't know.
Every now and then I'd go...
Yeah.
And blow bubbles.
Yep.
Fiance Jenny is in the chat room, which, by the way, you can join the chat room every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time over at noodle.mx/live. But Fiance Jenny is saying in the chat room, I hope to alter his eating habits some.
She's already shopping for all the dog biscuits you can eat.
Yeah, and she's changing my attire, and I already have a shirt she doesn't like that I like. So I think we're going to do great as a married couple.
Yep, she's already improved the guest bathroom in your house, and she doesn't even live here yet.
Yeah, my rubber duckies
are gone.
I'm
sorry to call that an improvement, but it is. But you showed her by putting ammonia in there with printer's ink. The bathroom may be completely gone by the time he tries to take that out of there. It's just melting.
The paint is peeling now.
I barely made it out alive.
Oh, boy.
Mm. What's the next segment, oh, controller of the soundboard?
Do you really want the next segment?
And faller asleep? I thought we have a noodleism to do. Is that after Sergeant Loud? I mean, that guy?
That's right. You're going to bring this week's noodleism.
Yes.
And now it's time for your weekly noodleism. The part of a show where usually the ramen noodle comes out and confuses us all with English. And I can't do that nearly as well as the guy I actually recorded to do that, but I haven't edited that yet. So go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, you recorded someone to plagiarize?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, this week's noodleism is precursor. So you're driving along, windows down, it's a beautiful summer day, and someone pulls up next to you, and they just curse at you for no apparent reason. 5 minutes later, you accidentally cut someone off in traffic, and that person screams all kinds of curse words at you. The person who came first was the precursor. They precursed you as sort of a conditioning. It's almost prophetic.
Like buttering you up.
Yeah, or kind of, you know, just toughening you up. They're getting you used to being cursed at for no reason, so that when something bad happens and you kind of deserve it, if anyone ever deserves such a fate, you're ready for it. Your skin is thicker and you are just ready to be cursed at and cursed out and cursed upon. So that is what I want you to think of if you should happen to hear or use the word precursor.
The precursor is also the stone tablet they used before the mouse was invented.
That too.
It's kind of like a prima donna is the person that came before Madonna.
Before Madonna, yes. That's right. Can precursor mean anything else?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So that's pretty much it. It's a whole mythology there, really.
So to precurse something is to curse before you need to.
Yes. Yeah. That is another way you could take it, if as in not a curse word, but perhaps actual curses. If someone is pre-cursed, then they can go on expeditions to find archaeological artifacts with no fear of curses that are said to be around them because they're already cursed. Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't know that one person can carry more than one curse, let's be honest. So if you already have a curse, you have nothing to fear from the curses of other artifacts. That is the alternate definition of precursor.
And if you have too many curses to carry, then we suggest the precursor purse.
Send some to the ramen noodle.
No. The precursor purse.
Purse?
Yeah.
Precursor purse?
Yeah, the curse purse allows you to carry as many curses as you can stand.
Does it increase?
Available at your local Indiana Jones retailer.
Right.
Because he makes a clothing.
Your number of inventory slots you have is higher when you're carrying this purse. To make myself sound like a gamer, which I am not.
You used to be.
Oh, not like that.
No.
Not like that.
Too bad.
Too brave.
Okay.
Okay.
Now it's time for your favorite segment.
Booyah.
Yeah. Let's hit it.
Oh.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. G'day, bachelors and bachelorettes. It's time again, as I usually do, it's time for me to talk about something that you bachelors are doing that makes you just a sissy. It makes you look like a sissy pants out there, and it needs to stop. That is known as the man purse, or the merce. Man purses need to stop, especially the flowery kinds. Whatever you're carrying around in your man purse, if it needs to be carried, it should fit in your pockets. Pockets were made by men and for men. Just think about when you were a little boy, did you say to other people, hey, look at this frog. I want to put this frog in my man purse. No, you know what would happen. The other boys in school would make fun of you and call you puny little names like the sissy pants that you are. Instead, you used your pockets. And when your pockets were full, you used your mouth like a good boy. Now, I'm here to tell you, if you want to be an elite bachelor, keep the trend up. Ditch the man purse or the merce, and it's time for you to put the stuff in your pockets. What doesn't fit in your pockets and what doesn't fit in your mouth, well, let's face it, it just doesn't deserve to be carried. So get rid of that Axe body spray.
Current age estimation for Sergeant Packet, approximately 68.
I spit on my microphone.
I saw that. I thought you might perhaps need a man purse to carry the spit that was projected from your mouth at that moment.
Oh. Even fiance Jenny in the chat room is saying, your mouth, ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was slightly... That man is ridiculous.
I gotta wipe up the spit.
I'm gonna spray him with Axe body spray and put a man purse over his head and, you know, like, put him in a tarp pit.
A tarp?
A tarp it. I'm going to tarp it. Or put him in a tar pit. I have no pent-up animosity towards him at all.
Speaking of a tar pit, Jeremy, where can people find you on the internet? Since there can be only one internet, there is not more than one.
You and your segues.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon. If it's important and I'm doing it, it's going to be there. Pretty much.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Like earlier, you were singing Little Mermaid songs.
Yeah. No. No.
Yeah. Mm. And you can follow me on twitter.com.
I do have a lovely voice, though.
Wow. Yeah. Lovely voice.
Where can people find you?
They can find me everywhere, from as long as you check out twitter.com/theramennoodle. If you have some stories to share with us, some feedback, some whatever, if you want to tell us funny things that you see as people are carrying around man purses and looking like a fool as they carry man purses. By the way, I think Sergeant Packet also meant to let you know there's a difference between like a backpack or a computer bag and a man purse.
Or a messenger bag.
No, man purse. So if... I think I just lost a co-host. If you want to apply for the position of co-host... or send in any feedback, send that to feedback@noodle.mx. You can call our voicemail, our listener voicemail line at 859-353-4332, or leave a comment in the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/42.
It's dot com.
It is.
And noodle is dot mx.
And if you want to write a new theme song for this, because I'm getting married soon and I'm no longer going to be lonely. So, well, I'm not. Yeah, I'm.
There's no good way out.
I'm
of
not
that
lonely
one.
Now either, really, but lonely when she's not around, when she's not now. But if you want to write a new thump song for us,
lost in thought there,
we're just gonna skip over what that almost sounds like.
Oh,
then you can let me know and write a song for us or write lyrics for us. And tell you what, if I like it and it's good, I'll pay you for it. I can't promise like how much. Yeah, I can. Well, no, I can't. It'll be worth it if you write something that we like or I like. No, yes. I don't like that. You're not getting paid. Sorry. No paycheck for you. So, check out all those things. Also, leave us a favorable review.
Check me out! No, seriously, check me out.
Leave a favorable review on iTunes. Jeremy, anything else as we close? Any other closing thoughts? Good.
Nope.
Next time, life makes you feel like an amateur. Keep laughing, because you're not the only one. Thanks for listening.
I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
By listening to the preceding podcast, you have agreed to donate all of your personal belongings to the Ramen Noodle in the event of your death.
Nice. So go die.
Nice.
Well, then we'd lose our listenership. Bummer.
But we'd have all their stuff.
Listeners or listener stuff?
Listeners, listener stuff.
I have to look again at who listens to this. Not everybody should die.
What?
But everybody should give us your stuff.
That's true. Just leave it and outside.
Someone in here says that they have some pretty cool stuff. So you can die. But.
Wow. This is Dr. Professional. I'm afraid I have some bad news.